Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for joining us this evening, this wonderful, wonderful evening. I hope it finds you well, this episode, episode 367. With me, as always, you know him, I tolerate him, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, hello. Beautiful. Yep. Absolutely beautiful. What spawned that burp? What were you drinking?
Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
I like it. I like the cut of your jib. Is that the first one of the night?
Yeah.
Good. What's your pace? Like, when you start drinking beer, you decide that it's going to be a beer night. What's your pace when you're at home?
You know, like that line graph where it's like going like slow and steady up, and then it just takes like a sharp right turn?
A sharp right turn?
Well, it's almost like a right turn, but a sharp upwards turn.
Like an exponential growth?
Yes. Yeah, it goes from like steady growth to exponential growth.
So you start out with the best of intentions. It's going to be, hey, I'm just kicking back.
Oh, no, I don't start with it with any intentions.
Okay. You just kind of, that's just how it goes. Your pace rapidly picks up the drunker you get.
Yeah, I think so. But I think that goes for most people.
I think so, too. I think so too. I mean, a lot of people try and, you know, hold back, I guess, at times.
Well, you do that when you go and buy the liquor. I mean, that's why I don't go out. Like, I used to go out and I had nights I spent $150 on alcohol.
Really?
Well, I mean, buying rounds and stuff, but.
Oh, yeah. You want to be the big shot. Oh, look at the mirror. I got this one.
No,
I got this one, guys.
No, you ever go out with friends drinking and you buy a round? And sometimes it's smart to buy the first round.
Yeah.
Or to buy the second round, because maybe by that point a lot of people bow out and not even want to drink.
Yeah.
But
you could just buy it when it's your turn. You know, like.
Well, yeah, but who's to say who buy first? But I was always the one to offer to buy everybody around first.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was so much of a social experiment just to see who would keep buying rounds and you know. Be aware of their place in the order if they were going to be in the order. But
so, like, the fifth guy would have had five drinks. He could just say, oh, I got to drive. I'm sorry, I can't.
Or you get to the third guy, and he's like, oh, we're all still drinking? Meanwhile, he's already bought, like, three drinks in the meantime of the round.
Oh, I see.
So, like, he's drunker than everybody, and he's just like, what, we're still drinking?
But, like, if you decide to bow out, you still have to buy that round. It's still your turn. You're paying it back. You just don't get yourself one.
Let me just say, the people I've gone out with, I'd say 80% of them wouldn't understand that rule you just said. I do, but
cheap motherfuckers.
Dude, I'm not drinking. Why would I buy it?
They would actually argue that. Like, they've received two free drinks. It's their turn, and they'd feel they don't have to do it.
They're done. And that would be the
not thing. A friend.
Nope.
Definitely not a friend. What? So, do they do this with anything else? Like, if you decide to split a fucking restaurant tab or something? Or do they refuse to split?
No. Here's another example of that guy. It's the guy, like, you order pizza. You get three pizzas, and the guy's like, oh, I ate before I came here. I'm not really hungry. And then, you know, the night drags on. Everybody puts in the money except for that guy. He doesn't eat for maybe an hour. And then there's, you know, like, a half a pie left over.
Yeah.
And some people take fucking leftovers home. Especially if you paid for him. But no, this guy would come in.
You mind if I have a slice?
Yeah, and then you
mind?
And then it turns into like three slices, and meanwhile you didn't pay.
Hmm. Do you have a very specific face in mind when you're talking about somebody right now?
I don't want to name names.
But you are absolutely talking about somebody.
Yeah, Yeah.
Nice.
Just like Shawnee Murphy knows who this person is.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
But we went to a somewhat well-known Chinese upscale place in New Jersey, New York border.
I don't know this place.
Famous for many celebrities when you walk in. But anyway, we went and we were getting
hot. There's a place on the New York border? Like what? Like Warwick?
Yeah, it's up 17. I don't know what...
Jesus, okay.
Yeah, by that area. But like south of there. But anyway.
Okay, sure.
We went out and basically there was maybe like 10 of us, but we were in like three different tables. So it's me and Shawnee Murphy and this other guy and his, at the time, girlfriend. And me and Sean were drinking a shitload, and they seemed to want to split the bill. We said, take all the alcohol off because we'll just pay for our own alcohol. Yeah, and then split the bill four ways. And we're like, what? Dude, me and Sean ate like $15 worth of food. They ate like $120 worth of food.
Oh, so you were willing to...
Wanted to do a four-way split on our 20 plus their 120 minus alcohol, which we said we would pay for our own alcohol because we drank more than them.
So they wanted you to subsidize their fucking meals.
Yeah. So they like set up this whole like equation how we'd take the alcohol off and then we'd split the bill like four ways. I mean, it's sort of like, no. But we ended up paying like way too much each.
Yeah. I almost prefer when it's large parties, I want to just pay for the shit I got. I don't give a fuck. I'll pay tax and I can do multiplication. I can fucking multiply. I'll add the tax and tip in for what I fucking bought. And I'll do it because it's no big deal if everybody eats like comparably. If everybody is going to have an appetizer, a salad, a fucking meal, and a dessert and a coffee. If everybody's doing it, go for it.
$10. You know, $10. I don't care if I split it equally. If someone got something, $10, $15 more than me. When you get so much shit and it's like at a place that's very expensive per plate. You know, like fucking. You know. We basically paid $150 each when we ate maybe $15, $20 in food. And we did not spend fucking $130 each on alcohol. Awesome. That definitely did not happen.
The worst is when someone says, oh, I'm going to order this appetizer. Let me get two of these appetizers, you know, for the table. And like nobody touches them because nobody really wanted it. They just made this unilateral decision of fucking... calamari or galamar. I'm gonna get fucking two galamars for the fucking table.
When someone orders an appetizer and I hear it and it's like something big, I'm like, are multiple people eating this? I used to say that, you know, is multiple people going to be eating this appetizer?
You're basically just saying, whether you like it or not, I will be eating some of that.
No.
If I order an appetizer and somebody asks me that, I know that they're going to try to take some of my shit.
No, but that's not. I was doing this for fucking monetary reasons because people do that. And then they're like, well, I thought everyone was going to eat it.
Oh, so you're just bringing the issue to light right away.
Yeah, I preempt. I have, oh man, I'm probably bad when I go out to eat with people.
We go to dinner, my family, my sister's family, sisters-in-laws and my brother-in-law and all that. And, you know, some people like to really get the fucking full meal experience. They want the appetizer, they want the salad, the soup, they'll get a fucking soup, dessert. You know, by all means, get what you want. But then when you fucking have the balls to look down a table of fucking 10 people that just ordered an entree and say, well, so it's like 38 each? It's like fucking 40 each? Oh, is it? Is it really? In what fucking lifetime is penne pasta with spinach $40 fucking dollars? In what lifetime? Fucking two plates of bruschetta didn't even get passed down to me. Having fucking wheat penne and fucking spinach. $40. It's awful.
I think going out to eat with people reveals a lot about their personalities too, because the people you could trust to go to eat with are usually people you could trust as a person in general, I think.
Yeah. Oh, we have a listener in the chat room here, as we always do when we record live. It's at heroestalk.com/live. Come by for the next one if you're listening to a download. We'd like to hear from you, you rotten fuck. Ustreamer256316. That's a really, the name rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Says he's been on the other side where the dickhead gathering the money has decided to fucking overcharge. Has decided to fucking bilk his friends out of an extra dollar or two. So it's really 23 a person. Okay, 25 each, guys. 25 each. Pocket the difference. What a fucking lunatic.
Oh, I've never seen that.
That is so fucking shady. The minute you fucking catch that is the minute you cut that person out of your life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Going out to eat has weighed heavily against many of my friendships in life.
I used to eat
with people, and you know, you just, if you're gonna be a dick about fucking a couple dollars when I know you work a decent job, whatever.
No, see, now you're putting yourself in the Occupy Wall Street of the restaurant people. I know you make the money, so you can afford it. No, just fucking it, the fact that they don't want to pay for what the fuck they did. They don't want it to be fair.
That's true.
Regardless of if they're a janitor or a fucking a CFO. You know,
yeah,
pay equally, like proportionally.
Yeah, even if you don't have a job, you better just come knowing you're going to spend the money you have to spend.
Last job, one of my bosses, a coworker of mine, who claimed in a company meeting to have the idea for MySpace, and asked me to back him up, which I did not. We would go out to lunch together, and he would order like fucking a $25 thing, a fucking $18 meatloaf, something like that, and I'd have a fucking $6 turkey burger with a side of fucking broccoli, and then he would go, okay, we're gonna half it up here. I had water and a turkey burger, and he would fucking split it. He goes, yeah, you know, next time, you know, now you can get something better. Like, fuck you. Fuck you. I can get something better.
I don't want to spend more just to get something better if I'm happy with what I have. Fuck that.
Exactly. Man, I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know why people do it, but it's really, really fucking annoying.
Just let me pay.
I'm going with you. This is a step for me. To go to lunch with somebody.
I'm going out to eat with this person. I assume you're my friend at that point.
I'm going with you, and I'm eating across from you. These are things I don't want to do. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to fucking eat across from you. I barely want to fucking leave for lunch, and I do it. And now I have to. Now I'm fucking punished. I have a lunch surcharge for being social. Just fucking awful. Oh, people are saying that they've lost friends at the dinner table. Goatweed saying 85% of friendships end over the late night diner bill. Fuck, that's awful. But a diner, like, who the fuck is? Are you really racking up that much cash at a diner? Like, someone's getting the chicken portobello at a fucking diner at 2 a.m. Like,
no,
$15 chicken dish. Get a burger and fries. Fucking call it a day.
Yeah, it was when people were ordering meals at a diner. Because, I mean, if you order a burger, that's okay, that's a meal. But I'm talking about, like,
How is your bluefish this evening? Yeah, the braised short ribs.
Yeah, or the lobster or something like that at the diner. You know, I got sketchy at that point.
Goatweed says, "I'll have the Romanian steak special." And you're surrounded by people with fucking scrambled eggs, and it's 3 a.m. Yeah.
And like, they get like two or three chocolate shakes. You know, like $3.50 each shake, and they get like two of them.
It's awful. Diners. I used to love diners. I don't like them anymore. Breakfast only. I don't. I'm freaked out by the late night. The idea of food being prepared late night. People don't want to fucking be there. They're not as alert. I don't give a shit if they sleep all fucking day. If they prime themselves to work at fucking 3 a.m. They're not as fucking aware. They drop something. They're not gonna just like diligently throw the burger patty into the garbage and go get a new one. Like 5 seconds, fuck it, throw it on there, contaminate the entire cooking surface. Just awful.
I mean, you see plenty. Oh, speaking of which, I was watching a Chopped, and this woman was working, and she had raw chicken.
Oh, Food Network's Chopped.
The competition. Chop competition. So she had raw chicken on the cutting board, you know, went and prepared it, boiled it, whatever, and then it was cooked and puts it back on the same cutting board. And all the judges fucking have this look on their faces, yeah, just like, what the fuck? And she just keeps going, keeps going. Ugh. And she presents, I've never seen this on any show, but she presents the three plates to the judges, and they're looking on and they're like, the one guy in the end is just like, I can't eat this.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all like,
I love when they refuse to eat it. That's my favorite. My favorite thing about Chopped. There was one where some lady was making a salad, and it was good. It looked pretty good. She was doing a good job, but she sliced her fucking hand. And in the interest of time, she decided to forego the glove or the bandage and just bled into the fucking salad.
She just
bled into the goddamn salad she was preparing. And I actually think in that case, someone tried it. Like, two people didn't, but one person did. Oh, man. Oh, we're on the topic of diners. Some of the listeners in the chat room are saying they're mentioning the diners that name their fucking dishes with shitty names. Like, a spinach omelet at a diner near me is Popeye was a Greek. Like a spinach and feta omelet.
Popeye was a Greek.
Popeye was Greek. It was like olives, feta cheese, and spinach in an omelet. Like, oh, fuck you. Do you think I'm really going to order a fucking Popeye was Greek so you can fucking smile at me and go, I knew it was a good name. Oh, it was good. It was a good name, right? No.
Wait, was there blue cheese in it? Like Bluto?
No, like, oh, fuck. Awful. The only thing I will do is I will order the He-Man. at the Randolph Diner in New Jersey.
Because Randolph Diner's good.
The He-Man is a Belgian waffle, pancakes, sausage, bacon, and like two eggs.
It's nice.
I just want to give a shout out really quickly to Bloody Salad Bitch in the chat room. I love when people try to make the
just
name
a little
topical.
Blood.
They make it a little topical. Have you ever seen Restaurant Stakeout? The show Restaurant Stakeout?
Is that the one where they have the hidden cameras?
It's some guy with a pinky ring and a fucking pseudo expensive suit who sets up a network of hidden cameras.
Yeah.
These guys are just nickel and diming themselves to death.
No, there's two versions of that. There's another one. It's called Mystery Diner.
Mystery Diner. Oh,
yep. Same exact format, different channel.
That's awful. There's been some fucking bad shit.
Man.
That pompous motherfucker on that Restaurant Stakeout is deplorable. I can't stand
him. Yeah,
he's like, listen, I ain't been in the business fucking 42 years.
If they want bread, get
them bread. I can't believe these people. Like who the fuck believes any of this shit is real?
No, the other one, the Mystery Diner one, seems a little more realistic.
Is that true? I don't believe any of it.
Well, I don't. Yeah, it's hard to believe what's real and what's not, especially like with singers. Where you got Beyonce lip sync the inauguration song, everybody flipped out.
Yeah, did everybody flip out? I mean, I didn't even know that she was doing the inauguration. I thought she was performing at the halftime show. That's where I am with Beyonce.
I think she is also.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
But so she did the national anthem at Obama's inauguration?
I have no idea what she did. She sang some song, and they said she lip-synced it.
Oh. Wow.
I guess someone...
What a travesty. Gives a shit. These fucking people are awful. You know, actually, in relation to Beyonce, I came across a conspiracy that involved Beyonce, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there are those out there who've decided that mental cycles were worthy of determining whether or not Beyonce had faked her pregnancy and had a surrogate. There are blog articles that show pictures of her in interviews where her I'm not going to say baby bump and mean it. I'm just going to point out how much I hate it. Where her stomach, her fucking pregnant gut is folded in half like a rumpled pillow. And, you know, what irritates me is that, like, celebrity conspiracies are the worst kind.
Ugh.
You want to be a conspiracy guy? Do something interesting. Like, if it actually unraveled, it might matter. Like,
yeah, go Da Vinci Code on it.
Yeah, if Beyonce really didn't have a child and used a surrogate, what changes? nothing. Like, oh, I told you guys. Some celebrity blogger. Just fucking awful.
Isn't that how Paris Hilton...
Jay-Z rented a hospital out. He rented a hospital, and that's why. It's just fucking... It's just absolutely fucking hideous. I can't even fucking deal with it.
I'm telling you, I think that's Perez Hilton's fucking angle right there.
These guys are blogging about celebrities. They don't even know if the news is real. Hi, I'm Willie Daigle, and I'm the owner of Jack's Steakhouse. And I'm a pompous fuck. I hate that fucking guy.
These people don't know how to run a business. I'm going to show them how to run a business, and I'll make them see it right under the goddamn nose.
They're over there playing patty cake in front of the ovens. Just, he's like he's so fuck. This guy has been in the business for how long? How long? 40-something years? Forever. He always tells you how long he's been in the business, yet he's fucking amazed anytime the fucking low-skilled employees decide to fuck off on their job.
You know what would be great?
I can't believe this restaurant that gets no business has all these fucking clowns working here. They have no other options, Willie. What do you expect?
It'd be great to infiltrate his restaurants and serve terrible food served off the floor.
If anybody knew himself. Where they were. Like, he's an expert because they said he is, basically.
Yeah, because it's happened to him.
His hair is hollow. It's like a fucking a balloon that's been rubbed on a barber's floor. And he's got a fucking a crisp collar and a fuck and cufflinks. So he must be
Mystery
rolling.
Diner is just basically a security guy. He doesn't do anything but just record the people and say, okay. You know, basically he tries to tell everybody what they're doing is criminal. That's what he does in every episode.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like, you can be sued for this and you can go to jail. And then their faces.
Is that the one where the owner wants to see like who they have to fire?
Yeah. Well, it's not even who they have to fire. It's if, like, the owner will be losing money.
Okay.
And they don't know why.
I like that one.
So,
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real at all, but I like it.
Dude, the other day, this one dude, and they're like, oh, we're going to watch this guy because we think he's in line for a promotion. He's doing really well, and everybody likes him, blah, blah, blah. And they're recording him. Yo, the dude fucking jacked. So many, he took a laundry bag. And filled it with wine bottles. And then he filled it with, like, pasta. And then, like, the owner of the place had, like, some sauce that he, like, sold on the internet. He takes, like, 8 cases of sauce and, like, fills up this fucking bag and is dragging it out. And, like, this is the guy that was in line for the promotion.
Oh.
And he had, like, $500 worth of shit and he's dragging it through the parking lot. The guy runs out of the monitoring room and he runs up to him. He's like, what the hell are you doing, man? We go with the stuff.
And here's exactly why I love the listeners. Goatweed, at this point, is on Twitter trying to get the guy from Restaurant Stakeout in the chat room.
That would be great.
He won't succeed, but I just love the tenacity.
Like, effort.
Periodically, I'll check my mentions, and I'll see that Goatweed, like, before the show, has reached out to Sally Kellerman, like, giving her some bullshit compliment. About her fucking music, like, oh, that's a great song. You should talk to DJ Newstyle about it. And like gives the number and the link. Every week.
I'm sure.
Every week he reaches out to her.
You gotta be on file at the agency.
Well, no, Sally Kellerman, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, her agent actually reached out to me. Like her management. I think we read it on the show.
Yeah.
They said we listened to your show. And I don't know why anybody else would waste their time doing so. I take that as both an insult and a win because they did say we, which means he wheeled this old fucking bat in with her untalented fucking straw-headed hag face pointed
dead-eyed.
At his laptop like, oh, they're interested. They're interested. Hit play and then probably heard me do an impression of her from 1992 for about 3 minutes.
So. Yeah.
That's all I care about.
As long as that situation happened, just the way you explain it, it's worth it.
I forget exactly what my dad said, but I played my impression of Sally Kellerman for him, and he goes, who's that? I said, oh, she was in like Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, and she did like some salad dressing commercials. I think she was in MASH, maybe like a Star Trek or something. I think he called
She wasn't on Star Trek, was she?
I think he called her a either a caterwauling, like some weird noise, but like definitely use the word hag. Overdramatic hag.
Yeah, overdramatic hag.
He called her an overdramatic hag, and it fucking floored me, and it made me laugh so fucking hard. My dad is actually a fan now. My dad is a fucking fan of the show ever since we explained how he surfs channels and how he would discover me watching wrestling at the gayest of wrestling moments. Like Rikishi has a guy's face in his huge ass, or Val Venus is fucking twirling his fucking dick into the camera. Never when they're having a bra and panties match. Just like some really fucking blatantly gay shit. But he's a fan. He's also a fan of a new Heroes Talk show, new member of the team. Steve, are you excited? Are you excited for the announcement? Truth Time Theater has joined the lineup officially. We teased that they would be on here, and we delivered a week later. We delivered within
coast
a week.
Coast to coast.
Yeah, that's right. So we are now in Northern California, Southern Texas, Staten Island, kind of, at this point. I mean, and New Jersey. But Staten Island,
let's just say we're based in the tri-state.
We're working on relighting up that point on the grid. Chris called in, said he would, rally the troops, get everything going again. It's been a few weeks at this point.
I'm behind him still.
I have a feeling. I think he's going to be putting a few episodes in the can, and then he's gonna drop them all on us.
I think he's gonna
produce these in 320 kbps, kilobits per second, Steve. Unless you're not savvy.
Yeah, 3D surround sound.
Yeah.
On these.
It's gonna be impressive. It's coming around the corner. Every now and then you'll see Veal Chop just fucking berate Keith and Chris. I think he said something like the Challenger was more successful than your podcast relaunch.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you can tell he's getting angry. He's getting a little angry.
And that's on the anniversary. That was, what'd they say? 20
oh,
years
shit,
ago?
Shit, was it? Oh fuck. Wow, that's extra hurtful. But you know what? You gotta hammer that point home. You gotta light up that Staten Island light again. We gotta get that diode blinking on our map. Let's get it going. Steven, we're talking a lot about television, a lot about TV. I personally don't watch a lot of TV. And I used to watch a ton of it, but I'm getting back into it now. I'm trying to force myself to watch stuff. We spoke briefly last week about the Princess show that Amanda has decided to watch.
Yep.
And we got a video response from Jeff, Sandwich Humor Jeff. Just looking completely flummoxed and disgusted.
It looks like someone like just kicked him in the chest.
Just
and
like,
he got winded about 20 minutes beforehand.
Yeah, like if you told him everybody he knew in his life is an actor and his life was fake. That's like the that's the expression.
The Truman Effect.
He had. It was absolutely fucking hideous. And now Clayton has posted a video. It's currently on Ustream. We're gonna get that on the blog. Hear Us Talk on Tumblr, by the way. If you're on Tumblr, you want to see our updates, subscribe. HearUsTalk.tumblr.com. And I was so surprised. I didn't get the chance to hear Bug Zapper Radio live last week, but a good portion of it was dedicated to the Princess.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
Clayton went out of his way to watch an episode of this abomination of a show, and it was glorious. Just the anger, the absolute anger and frustration at this person's existence, and then it melted into like a rationalization of it. He basically said, I mean, it's not this girl's fault. She's 20 and feels this way. It's her fucking parents.
It is in every show.
Parents did.
Well, I haven't seen every show, but it seems like someone has enabled each one of these women.
Yeah. You refused to watch it. Right?
I watched it. I watched a full episode.
You actually went out of your way to watch a full episode of this shit file.
Yeah, it took a couple Google searches, but I actually found a full episode online because it's not on. I think it's on Sundays or something, and I missed it this Sunday.
Okay.
I looked it up Monday, and I was or no. Maybe it's Saturday, and I looked it up Sunday. Anyway.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I missed it. So everything I could find online was just like a minute and a half from each episode. And then somehow I found some Canadian website that had the pilot episode full for free.
Oof.
So I watched the first episode, and all right, first of all, from what I've watched and all the other ones, and just to see what these women look like,
yeah,
they go and buy all these like most of it is buying clothes. I think is the problem with these girls. It's either clothes or shoes
or treatments too, like tanning, getting their nails done and shit, getting their fucking dog groomed weekly.
Okay, yeah, this is Canada, like. I guess the first season, at least, is in Canada.
They're all in Canada.
They're all in Canada?
For some reason.
Right. Yeah, so...
Nothing but greedy whores in Canada.
Yeah, and I think it's even more clothes and shoes than treatments. Maybe getting their nails, but not getting, like, tanning or anything like that.
Because... I'd say of the many episodes I've overheard and seen, maybe 6 out of 10... Is mostly services, like tanning,
some of these girls with
getting their fucking
abs.
Hair done,
getting cabs. They were talking about one girl that just like goes out. No, it was the girl in the pilot episode. She would get cabs everywhere. Like she'd drive her car to the bar, get a cab home, like 40 minutes away.
If anybody,
then
should
the
drive
next
drunk,
morning
it's
would
her.
Get a cab back to her car to go to work. And she made, like, I basically figured it out. She made $8.50 an hour doing whatever she did as soon as she was a marketing major in college, just graduated, 23 years old, and I guess had a job, and she made $18,000 a year. And they figured out her spending for the year per month, you know, times 12.
Yeah.
And basically, she spent $112,000 a year.
Holy shit.
And she was making $18,000.
Yeah.
And they're like, for you to pay off your debt, and she had debts, and she had like a car accident and had to pay lawyer fees. And they're like figuring her lawyer fees into all of her debts.
I put her on a strict cash diet.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking bitch's voice, too. Clayton is just raging about how that woman sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand. I saw an episode. Amanda just decided to turn it on. We have a TiVo, by the way, filled with princess and cop shows, and she decided to pick one, and there was an episode where this lady, this little fucking twat, was spending, I don't know, like nearly $10,000 a month, and earning zero. She had no job. She was just spending so much fucking money, racking up insane debt, and she's with this guy. So, one of the, Gail Vag Oxlade, whatever the fuck her name is, the moose that hosts the show, suggest that they go through the expenses together. If they see themselves, you know, being together, they should, you know, work through the debt together. So like, okay, great. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's a good idea. So they go and they sit at a table, and he's like, okay, so you got all these expenses. You don't need to have this or that. We could cut that out and that out. And she goes, well, you know, well, what about my hair? So it's expensive, but it's worth it. And they usually they do like the interview thing. They turn the camera on the girl. They rarely like question the guy. The guy gets to comment about the girl, but they question the guy in this case. And he goes, well, we were trying to work through the budget and try to eliminate some things. And everything I brought up, she said it was necessary and it didn't matter what it was. I brought up some frivolous stuff. She said it was necessary. I brought up some major stuff. It was necessary. I don't think I can live like this. I don't want to raise a kid like her.
Holy shit. The
next scene, it's the girl and the host. She's saying, now I understand you and Henry broke up. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, this is too good to be true. The guy's going to come back later on. No, he fucking bailed. He bailed. She said, oh, no, I need a new purse every month. He's like, okay, what about the massage? I need that. Okay, what about the cabs? No, I have to do. All right, bitch, good luck. Good luck, bitch. And he fucking left. I never felt more happy in my entire life watching television than when that guy became my hero. What a fucking hero he is.
He is, definitely.
Beat it, but he tried. He fucking tried.
I hope
he sat at that glass fucking IKEA table just went through the expenses, tried to make it work. She wouldn't make it work. He fucking got out. God bless that man.
He has just made himself look like the smartest man alive.
And it helped her, I think, because it fucking made her realize that she's pure shit and just evil and nobody needs to be around her. And she actually got the full $5,000 because she turned her life around in the 4 weeks it took. To
I want to see... You know what I do want to see? I want to see an episode where they don't get the $5,000.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's episodes where they don't get any money. There's episodes where they get money, but the checks are addressed to their relatives.
Nice.
Pay down your debt. Okay, here's your $3,000, but it's in three $1,000 checks addressed to your mom, your dad, and your sister, who you've robbed, basically.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't know. Damn, are we talking about Princess and actually liking it?
Well, I only see it in TiVo, but so I don't really get to see commercials too often. But
yeah, Amanda, I have ad block, so the first episode I watched on Canadian.
Well, no, see, I'm actually watching it on a television and not on some fucking site that the next video could be a transsexual playing fucking volleyball.
It was the Canadian website for the show.
Interesting. So I actually, Amanda wasn't paying attention, and I got to see a commercial that really just fucking creeped me out. And I'm going to play it. I want to actually play this for you. For those of you, and I think it's a local commercial.
Yeah.
I mentioned it to you. You said you saw it. But this is a local commercial that gets aired about Jackson 21. Jackson 21, and this is the commercial I see, and I'm just really creeped out by it. Here you go.
My name is Mitch Lee. I'm a dreamer. I was born in Brownsville, Brooklyn. I dreamed of getting out. I dreamed of going to college. I joined the Army, got the GI Bill, and went to Yale. I dreamed of composing a Broadway musical. I won the Tony for my Man of La Mancha and the Impossible Dream. Then I started to buy land at Exit 21 on the I-195 at Jackson, New Jersey, between Philadelphia and New York. I began to dream of Jackson 21, a green village where you breathe clean air, where the tap water is purer than rain, where more than 500 acres will remain green. Jackson 21 is designed for really nice people of all ages who love sports and really nice people of all ages who love the arts. We'll get the best in the business to provide sports facilities. We'll have an experimental theater in IMAX, surrounded by studios for all the arts. There will be a village green with a restaurant row. Facing the green will be beautiful shops, offices, and apartments. Opposite the green will be our opening act, the gardens. Really nice apartments.
Nice.
If you are interested in a shop, restaurant, office, apartments, townhomes, or whatever, and you are a really nice person... Please contact me at jackson21.com and share my dream. If you're not a nice person, please don't call.
If you're not a nice person, please don't call. Old Mitch Lee here. Mitch Lee, who looks like he's urging people to chase the Hale-Bopp comet.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
This
come to Jackson 21 and drink the Kool-Aid.
This fucking guy... has a dream to turn the forest in Jackson, New Jersey, between Philadelphia and New York, into a dream village where nice people play sports and watch movies and live in apartments and shop at shops and eat at restaurants. And he's urging nice people who are interested in whatever to contact him. But if you're not a nice person, don't bother. Would you ever, Steve, would you ever think it would be good to live in a community with nothing but nice people?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't call the cops.
But the fact that cops would have to be called indicates that you'd be doing some not nice things.
I'm just saying.
What's your definition of nice? I guess that's the question. This guy has a definition of nice that maybe I'm not aware of. How do you define nice person, Steve?
Just someone who didn't cause a ruckus and didn't care if a ruckus was caused. That's a nice person to me.
But what about the guy causing the ruckus? Is he nice?
He could be. Gotta get to know him.
what I hear when I hear it's only for nice people is I hear people that are way too intrusive because they're overly friendly. They feel like they're a part of your family. They're way too happy all the fucking time, which is irritating. Nice to me, in my definition, yeah, I want everybody to be nice, but I want them to be my nice. I want them to be my flavor of nice, which means they stay in their fucking homes. They stay in their fucking homes. They don't go to a Village Green or a Restaurant Row or an IMAX experimental theater. They don't go to any of these things. They stay in their fucking homes, and they don't do the awkward small talk shit.
No, you know what this sounds like? Like they're trying to do like a Burning Man village.
You think that's what it is?
That's what it is.
So there's going to be fire twirlers and just people dropping fucking acid and
yeah,
ecstasy, just going nuts. So you think he's an old hippie? He did the Man of La Mancha. So
the impossible dream, the Man of La Mancha.
Yeah, he did the competition.
I got the Tony Award.
Yeah, I got out of Brownsville. I did it. I went to the Army. Oh, fuck. Steve.
That's the G.I. Bill.
I know so little of Burning Man because I have no desire to go and be around people who urge me to try things that are from the earth, that urge me to fucking connect with the sky or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I just get a sense that it's filled with a lot of people I would not want to just be around.
It's like modern hippies.
Would you ever go to Burning Man?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, you know why? Because everything that's cool at Burning Man is either on the internet or I have friends that go that post the pictures of the interesting shit. And I wouldn't want to be there.
You wouldn't want to be?
There's a lot of venereal disease going around at Burning Man.
It looks like a lot of white people with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I don't want to be there. The one cashier at fucking Whole Foods is all I need. That's my limit. The one white cashier with fucking dreadlocks, I can tolerate that person, yeah. But I don't need a whole fucking football field filled with dirty people that are wearing clothes that they made.
And there's a lot of naked people, and it's like, you know, the average person. You don't want to see the average person naked. You want to see people with pornography.
So
naked.
You think this is what for Jackson 21 is? I almost said Forever 21, but we stopped talking. We stopped talking about Princess. So you think Jackson 21 is just all about a hippie commune? It's gonna be just nothing but like the weird real sex people.
It's like a modern hippie commune, you know. Oh, we got an IMAX theater.
IMAX theater. It's experimental. An experimental IMAX theater. What does that fucking mean?
I think they're getting like the different millimeter fucking films or whatever they want to do now.
I think they're just only going to show movies that were filmed with cameras attached to dildos. They're only going to show internal movies. It's an experimental theater where I have a phantom camera strapped to the end of this dildo, and we're gonna get 17 hours of cervix footage, and we're gonna show it in our experimental theater next to the Village Green. All the nice people will watch it. All the nice people. I think this whole nice people shit, like, contact me if you're a nice person, is just the guy desperately wants to build a place where it's just fucking swingers. This guy is like, oh, it's nothing but wife swaps all the time, and it ends up being people with subpar wives that fucking basically just overextend themselves and fuck the one hot wife over and over again. The guy who brings the hot wife is gonna have the short end of that stick.
It'll probably be a combination of both.
Yeah, you can fuck my wife if you want. Go ahead. Yeah, he's not gonna do it. It's gonna be terrible for him. Then he turns into a not nice person.
Yeah, the thing I kind of laugh at is he's like, oh, fresh rainwater, drinking water.
The water, that's as pure as rain. Yeah, the wonderful, clean, pure rain that falls down over Camden Jackson, County, New Jersey. Wherever the fuck it is.
And it's northeast of fucking Philly. So you got all the pollution from Philly basically filtering straight northeast, you know, right over it. That's why I think he says the drinking water purer than rainwater.
And it's not hard. That's not hard to do. You could sweat is purer than fucking Jersey rain.
Yeah.
Hideous. I want to get this guy on the show, though. I have to pretend to be a nice person. Because as a not nice person, I guess by this guy's definition, I am so tempted to call and pretend to want to live there just to be the not nice guy. I don't know. Maybe it's a clever ruse to get nothing but fucking evil people living in his terrible fucking corral.
Conflicted.
Whatever the fuck it is. His compound.
I don't know if I'm nice or not. You got to ask him his standard. You're like, I think I'm nice, but a lot of people say I'm not nice. What would you say?
I'd like to get profiled to see if I'm actually nice enough to live in this fucking this front for a cult, basically. It's a goddamn cult. I guarantee you he's starting his own religion.
They probably have a test.
I got out of Brownsville. I joined the army. I went to Yale. I had a hit Broadway fucking musical. I started my own church in Jackson, New Jersey. For nice people. If you're not a nice person, call me. I think I really think he wants to assemble the evil. Because you can't throw that out there. That entices not nice people.
Like, you know what you should do?
I like where I live. I love that I'm close to my family and everything I know. But I would fucking, just to fuck this guy's idea up, I want to move to Jackson, New Jersey.
No, I'm saying you should make an evil mini mall. Opposite of Jackson 21. Just hire evil people.
Yeah, nothing but just bus in fucking day laborers.
Experimental theater.
Work release prisoners. Yeah. I'll have nothing but work release prisoners and day laborers and migrant workers. Everybody that could have the potential to scare the shit out of nice people just working right across from the I-95.
We got the Mos Eisley Space Bar, Scum and Villainy. Come see.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. I don't know. Is it the type of neighborhood, do you think, Steve? What do you envision? Like, you go over somebody's house. Every time you go to somebody's house, you bring, like, a cake. Like, that kind of nice.
I don't know. I couldn't live there.
You just rake somebody's yard just because? That kind of nice? Or is it somebody wants to fuck your wife, and you just let them because maybe they'll let you fuck theirs, that type of thing. I don't know. I hear shit like this. People must be nice. They have to be nice. Everything must be nice. There's something fucked up. When you only want nice people around you, there's something fucked up.
There's some kind of bad history.
This guy could be the fucking meanest motherfucker ever. Yeah. He's just old and withered now. He looks exactly like Marcus Applewhite. From fucking Heaven's Gate. That's a video, by the way, I urge you to watch. I didn't get the chance to see it because it was like 1996 and Real Player was like the only the only means of viewing video, and it buffered too long. So I gave up.
It did when it was the last.
Watching this guy's fucking nutball face talk about that fucking comet and all the things he believed is fucking frightening.
Come on, man. Anyone who has eyes like that, dude.
He didn't have lids. He doesn't have fucking lids. He blinked without eyelids somehow. I don't know how it happened. He like actually folded his eyes in half. He stripped his fucking eyes. He's staring. Watch that. That is a recommended viewing. Marcus Applewhite's Heaven's Gate video. The cult initiation video. This is the shit that people watched and were fucking initiated into a cult. So watch with caution.
Come on, guys. You got to remember this.
The fucking Hale-Bopp comet.
It's going to be on the test.
I don't think I even saw that comet. I didn't see Halley's comet. I didn't see the fucking Hale-Bopp comet. But
Hale-Bopp was crazy at the time.
Was it? You saw it? You remember?
Yeah. It was pretty big. I mean, like compared to the moon, I mean, the moon's easy to find in the sky and it's bright and shit.
Did you see the spaceship?
Was spaceship.
Wasn't there supposed to be a ship attached to the fucking tail of the comet?
Oh, I have no fucking clue. And, it looks like a white kind of smudge in the fucking...
Apparently your intergalactic fucking bus pass was poisoned Kool-Aid and fucking Nike shoes or something. I don't know. Anyway, so you saw it. It was impressive.
It was interesting.
Doesn't make that guy any less creepy. Doesn't make that guy any less fucking creepy.
I don't know what would. Maybe a beard? No.
No, the creepiest thing ever.
You know what he looks like? He looks like one of those gnomes or the trolls. Remember the troll dolls?
Like the treasure trolls?
the troll dolls with the hair, like they had like bright hair.
Yeah, I don't know why I call them treasure trolls. I think that's like the interest in the actual trolls waned, so they decided, oh, let's stick a fucking fake ruby on their goddamn gut.
No, but this guy looks like one of those, but bald.
Yeah, he does. Or like anybody that's ever played Dopey. The Dopey.
House Elf?
No, the fucking... the dwarf. It's one of the seven dwarves. Yeah, it's fucking frightening, dude. Absolutely frightening. There's another thing that really creeps me out, and it reminds me of Jackson 21. It's almost any episode of Real Sex, which I've seen a lot of, because in the pre-pornography days, you wanted to see something. You wanted to see a tit. You wanted to see like something kind of titillating, porn star.
Wait, did you grow up in an HBO household?
We were an HBO household, yes.
And you had your own TV in your own room?
Of course not. I had to do some fucking spy shit. Like, I'm sleeping downstairs. I'm sleeping downstairs tonight. I'm going to build a fort. I'm going to look at some titties. Yeah, go downstairs and count the minutes to 12 o'clock. Turn on HBO. Oh, fuck, it's another behind-the-scenes movie. Bullshit. Fucking Indiana Jones or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. Real sex is the worst shit you could ever imagine. And like, you would watch it with the hope that you're going to actually see some sex. But it's usually just fucking all the shit under the umbrella of sex that you have no interest in.
You don't want to see.
Yeah, it's like... The reason I put her in leathers is because I just love the texture. It's like fucking old creepy dudes that rub leather jackets that are on
or
women.
Swingers.
There was a one fucking segment that was always good, where it was like a girl with nice tits doing something.
Yeah.
And then every other segment was fucking garbage. So if you stayed up late and you were pursuing some kind of pseudo-pornography, I guess you could call it, some HBO tits, and Real Sex happened to be on, you could make that that commitment to sit through some of the shit with the hope that you would see what you were looking for. It wasn't like Dream On was on, okay? Like, Dream On, they must have had a fucking a nude chick in that show. Every fucking frame had three pairs of tits in it. But yeah... Okay, Sandwich Humor Jeff is saying, last time I watched it, a tranny was dumping in a pie crust.
I was 12.
Yeah, the last time I watched it, it was about old people in the woods teaching themselves how to jerk off again. Like, they were talking about their material. Like, it was like Jack Francone, fucking Jack Sessions, the fake podcast I used to do. On the show, they're actually talking about methods of jerking off, and they're all in the woods together, sitting around a fucking fire. And I'm like, "What in the fuck? What? This is supposed to be real sex, not like fucking real old people jerking off. Like, when is there going to be a tit?
It's not sex. It's masturbation.
Hideous.
It's real masturbation.
So this guy, you know, ever since they canceled the series, this guy's been trying to fucking bring it back just for that scene. Jackson 21. Working on it. It's hideous. Real Sex. I have watched some HBO on demand, like Cat House. I watched. Bored.
Cat House isn't bad.
Boring.
It gets boring. Parts get boring.
Gives a shit. You know, I watched a Real Sex one, but it was all like fucking black ass shaking contests and shit. Like, from 1993. Like, so, it just listen, it wasn't on my fucking
age of black ass shaking.
It was.
It was 93.
That was. Those are the Ruth Garrig years of black ass shaking. Murderer's Row for black ass shaking, 1992 to 93. Right before Snoop became famous. I couldn't watch it because I didn't want to have to relive those feelings of awe again.
I didn't want to be taken back to that time, get my palate ruined.
Yeah, it was like when black people started wearing Parker Lewis shirts, you know? They had.
Oh my god!
There was that. It was a 1 week window of time where they thought that was cool. I guess they saw Martin Lawrence fucking wear it on an episode of a show. Damn, Gina ain't never had no PlayStation, Gina! Wearing some fucking
Parker Lewis shirt. One of those outfits. It was for a middle school dance.
Do you still have it?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, because that's fucking terrible. Because I had them.
I might have the tie I have still. I have still.
Skinny tie? Little skinny shoelace tie?
Yeah, skinny tie.
So, yeah, I was watching a bunch of HBO On Demand. I watched like 4 minutes of it. I'm like, is this even fucking worth it? And then I'm like, oh, I can skip. I don't have to endure it. I can fucking skip through it. The whole thing was black ass shaking. It was like the ass shaking Olympics and shit. I'm like,
but it was a game.
Yeah. Ken Burns directed it. It was innings 1 through 13.
It was a John Singleton short movie.
Satchel Paige was in it. Yeah, it was terrible. So I couldn't watch it. I went and saw Taxi Cab Confessions. I have not seen this shit in a long time.
And, fucked up. They're always fucked up.
It was so good. I loved that. I wish they could do it again.
Like, good fucked up.
It was before people recorded everything. It was before like people ever thought that they would talk to strangers on the internet, record something and send it to people, overshare their lives. Like
this viral video.
This is mostly people that were just fucking living a life, dealing with stress, and that was their only outlet to talk to these fucking cab drivers.
Their lives were fucking crazy.
The first segment was like this cop who looks like he just did blow on his time off. Fucking eyes are sunken into his head. He's like, you know, it just got off the shift.
It was all New York City too.
Yeah,
right?
And the cab driver goes, well, what's the worst thing you ever seen? I seen it all. Anything you could name, I seen it all. So this morning, guy got caught between the platform and a subway. You know when that happens, he goes and grabs a bag and like twists it. Your whole body gets fucking twisted around. There's nothing you can do. You're gonna die. You're gonna move that train. You're gonna die. I gotta tell this guy he's gonna die. Who do you want to call? Who do you want here? We're gonna move this train in like 10 minutes, and you're gonna die instantly. I have to tell this to people. I've done this 6 or 7 times. The guy was like so fucking dead serious. It's just part of his fucking day.
Like, Jesus, man.
Ah, God. My stress is, I got a fucking bug in a program. It's really giving me shit. This is really problematic. I'll have to really dig in under the hood. This guy is seeing people fucking die, closing down fucking platforms, train stations, just so he can say goodbye to his fucking family. And then push the train and then fucking watch his whole fucking torso hollow out. That was fucking television. Not this fucking Honey Boo Boo shit, this fucking Amish mafia bullshit. The Merlin. Oh, the Merlin is real. Shut the fuck up, you and the Merlin, you fucking asshole.
What, really?
What?
Irish mafia claims that Merlin is real?
No. The Amish mafia. They have Amish like a fucking skinny guy who's like supposed to be the leader. I watched one episode at the recommendation of my brother-in-law, and it's hideous. They have a bunch of Pennsylvania Dutch that talk about this guy like he is the Jesus. It's a guy named Merlin, and it's not and he doesn't he doesn't tell you how to get stuff done, and he doesn't do he doesn't host a podcast. He's not an entertaining fellow. He doesn't have a tech following. He's just an asshole who wears suspenders and works in a fucking field and claims to be part of a fake mafia. The Merlin's real. A lot of people don't think the Merlin. Shut up, you fucking assholes.
Jesus.
Like I don't get why any of these shows are fucking popular. Is it just so that we can recommend them as shitty shows to people? Like, oh, you got to see the show. Oh yeah, it's good. No, it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
You're gonna love it. Watch it.
You're gonna love it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. We're recommending shitty stuff. We want to see the shittiest stuff.
But I don't mind shitty sci-fi. I guess it's the same vein if you don't mind shitty reality TV.
Yeah. I like UFC. That's my show. I like UFC and I like cooking competitions. I like Chopped and that's it. Fuck, I like Chopped and UFC. That's what I watch.
I watch like HBO TV, HBO shows and cooking channel. Yeah, mostly.
I don't know. I don't have time to get in. And Breaking Bad. I like Breaking Bad. That's going off. That's ending.
Is it?
It is. It is.
Oh, this, I didn't this watch summer, it. I this, won a lot of SAGs.
No, they're ending it. The story's coming to an end. It's not like fucking Frasier, where like, oh, the critics love Frasier. Let's have another 16 years. Oh, will he and his brother ever see eye to eye? And will his father, who kind of looks like FDR, ever stop being gruff? Gives a shit about fucking Frasier. To say, oh, I don't know, Niles. Will I, won't I fuck the British bitch? Gives a shit. Just nonstop
fucking...
Frasier
won nonstop awards, too.
I know. Every one of those fucking shows is pure garbage.
I remember watching that shit when I was little and not Frasier, watching award shows. It was like Frasier.
But I don't know what to do with those. All these critically acclaimed pieces of shit that never ended. Friends had, what, a million seasons? Frasier had fucking 13, I think. Just fucking stupid. Like, you tell me a moment on Frasier that anybody loved. I don't know.
I don't remember any Frasier. I don't remember anything good from Friends.
Oh, the quirky, is he or is he not gay brother said something sassy, and then the British woman snapped back at him. That was a memorable episode. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck that. UFC and Chopped. And I usually just watch the free events, UFC. I don't often check out the pay-per-views. But recently, a friend of mine has been getting the pay-per-views. Uh-oh. Kid from that I knew from kindergarten. Decided to reconnect with a few of us, invited me over, and we've been watching the last couple pay-per-views, and it's awkward because I don't know, like, do I bring something? Like, I ask, what should I bring? I feel like I need to bring something. When you get invited to somebody's house, Steve, what is your first impulse?
Depends on what the occasion is.
A pay-per-view at a friend's house that you haven't seen in a while.
I'd bring a bag of chips and something to drink or something.
Bag of chips, okay.
Like a large bag, you know.
A large bag of chips? Doritos.
Yeah.
You consider Doritos chips? Aren't they their own thing?
Whatever.
Okay. So you're going to bring something. Okay.
It's in the chips aisle.
So I always ask, you want me to bring, what should I bring? And the guy goes, nothing, don't bring anything. I bring beer. I bring beer because we're watching fucking people punch faces in. And we're going to be sitting around. We're going to be having a fucking a great time watching people ruin their fucking motor skills. Watching people work their way towards whatever the fuck Michael J. Fox has. What is that?
Parkinson's,
yeah. That's what they're working towards. And so I brought some beer over, and he's like, you brought a little too much. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I brought like a 12-pack. Doesn't fit in his fridge. I start drinking a couple. And I'm like, oh, whatever, a little awkward. So I get invited to another one, and I tell Amanda, I'm like, look, I'm going to this thing. I'm gonna be going. I get all prepped. I'm like, okay, I brought too much beer last time. I'm gonna bring a 6-pack this time. And I felt awkward doing it. I don't know, a 6-pack.
Like awkward how?
Like I felt awkward, like just carrying a 6-pack and like, hey guys, because I'm sure that's how many they drink. I'm gonna have like one or two, and like leave the rest.
Right.
So I get this 6-pack. I got some cash too because at the end he's like, yeah, I used to do this stuff, like, you know, I would cover it all, but it got kind of expensive, so we split it. I'm like, oh, all right, sure. And I just happened to have cash on me at that point, but I never carry cash. I always go credit card only. So I went to the ATM, got some cash, got a 6-pack of whatever the fuck, looked interesting, and I go over to the house, and the house is pitch black. Pitch fucking black. And this had happened to me before. To back up, the very first time he invited me over, I'd only been to his house once, like 2 years before, and I didn't remember where his house was. The invite on Facebook said, my house! There was no address, nothing. So I figured, you know what? I can remember it. And so I drove over to the house, and pitch black. And I'm like, oh shit! Try and look at his look up his number. I don't have it. Try to Facebook message him. Doesn't answer back. I'm like, oh fuck. Well, Like, okay, fine. I'll go and knock on the door, I guess. What's the worst that could happen? It's somebody else's house. They tell me to go. I'm like, I think this is it. It looks familiar, but I don't know. So I knock on the door. Nothing. Knock on the door. Nothing. I don't hear any noise. I don't see any lights. I'm like, am I just going to stand on this doorstep? I mean, whatever. So I just go home with my beer, and I left. And then I said, hey, I didn't know where you lived. He's like, yeah, I live over here. You make this turn. I'm like, yeah, I made that turn. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And I parked right here in this lot that's kind of right in front of your place. He's like, yeah, that's right in front of my house. I'm like, I fucking knocked on your door. Like, you didn't answer. I knocked on your fucking door. He's like, oh, yeah, we're downstairs. You just go around on the side. I'm like, you motherfucker. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So this weekend, Saturday, I go there, pitch black. All right, fine, whatever. I go, I kind of look. I flash the beams a little bit to see if I can maybe make out any figures. I get out. I walk around the side of the house to where the entrance was the last time I went, and it worked. Pitch black. And now I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck? I'm carrying a six pack. I'm roaming around like a dark property. I'm getting like a little close to the house. Whereas like if a neighbor was looking, they'd probably say, like, there was a shadowy figure walking around out. I get back in my car and I realize like, fuck, let me go and Facebook message him. I open up the phone. The invite is there. It's for like next week. Fucking next week, I went over to this guy's house. He's probably trying to put his fucking kids to bed. I high beamed the house. I tapped on the door a little bit. I feel like such a fucking asshole. I didn't tell him I did this. I didn't like, hey, I went over your house because I'm an asshole. I felt like such a fucking douche. Because I don't know. I made my plan. I'm like, oh, I got invited. Wow, that seems really quick to just invite me like that. But whatever, I'll go. Shit, yeah, I'm going. And then I didn't look at it again. Next week.
That's why you send a text beforehand.
I still don't have his number.
Oh.
I've just kind of worked out the details where I know where his house is now because I've been there. It's weird. This is why I shouldn't be invited to things. I'm not a social person. I'm really not, Steve. I'm not good at it. I'm just not good at it. I try. I want to be more part of the world. I want to be more connected. I want to be a part of things. I'm working at it. It's tough being stuck into this this falling apart fucking house. Which, good news, by the way. The bathroom that I was using is my reserve bathroom. I found out it's not leaking through the tile, so I've just been showering with fucking lawn bags taped to the tiles for no reason. For no reason. It's actually a lesser problem, so we were fortunate, and it'll be fixed very soon. Had a contractor over, Steve. You know my luck with contractors.
Yeah, it's great.
Guy that was gonna spackle, gonna do all the shit, gonna send me the estimates. Call him. He's like, oh, I didn't send you that yet. No, you didn't. Oh, I'll send it right now. Okay, great. Never sent it. So I reached out on Facebook. I decided, you know what? This is good for a reason. People like to connect. There's a reason why people do it. It's because you can reach out to other people. You can get information. You can help them, they can help you. I'm going to ask Facebook for the name of a good contractor.
Keep it local.
I got something from our buddy Dom, who is part of the Vagabond Souls, drummer extraordinaire. He said, I got this guy. He's a badass. He's awesome. He's doing my bathroom. I'm like, okay, great. Set up an appointment. When you schedule me during the week, it's difficult. I work late. And thankfully, I live close to my house, but I work late. So if it's an appointment that's like at 4 o'clock, there's a chance that I might have to go back and finish up some shit I was doing, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to work after that. When I leave, I want to fucking be done with it. So I went.
Double commute.
So the guy said, 4:30, Wednesday. I'll be there. So I went to work like ultra early, got out, did my time, got to the house at 4:27. I'm like, shh. Thought I wasn't going to make it, but I made it with time to spare. Straighten up a little bit, get the fucking light on in the bathroom, draw up some things that I want to do.
Ready to go.
Some ideas. Start playing fucking Bejeweled, I guess. I look around, I'm like, well, he's not here yet, so I'll just bullshit on the laptop. I look down at the clock after playing for a while. It's 5:30. I'm like, fuck. Jesus, where is this fucking guy? So I start fumbling for my phone. The phone starts ringing. It's like 5:40. He goes, hey, I'm still working. I probably won't be able to come.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Can we do this tomorrow? Like, no, we can't. We do this what, Friday? I'm like, yeah, fine. Friday's good. Guy shows up like 40 minutes late. Fucking snowing. He's tracking snow from my house. But he's a good dude. And he came up with some good ideas. I liked what he was presenting. I just have a feeling that the minute a contractor has good ideas, you know you're in for a fucking bill. You know you're in for a goddamn bill. So he says he's going to draw some stuff up, and he's going to get it right over to me. That was on Friday. Haven't heard anything yet. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know what I have to do to pay somebody to do work for me. I don't know what it is
Learn to do it yourself, man. Do you have that little faith in yourself that you can't go buy sheetrock and redo this
Steve,
stuff?
Steve, I can do it, but I'm willing to pay for the fucking luxury at this point to get the bathroom done so that I can stop showering in this let's murder the guy shower. It looks like you're about to commit murder in my fucking shower because I have a goddamn drop cloth in it.
It begins and ends with you. Maybe if you learn to do it, if you learn fast enough, you could do it yourself. Why not?
Great, Steve. That's absolutely perfect. But my question is, I want to hire somebody to do it. I want somebody to do it for me. So I could learn to do it, but that's not what I'm trying to get done. I'm trying to pay an individual to fucking do it, and it's just not happening. So yeah, I may need to do it myself, but what is it that I can't find somebody in this fucking field to actually do the work? Why?
It's all bullshit. I think a lot of it is bullshit.
It's all bullshit. You think a lot of it is bullshit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, people just blow people off, and especially in construction, you get blown off if you don't personally know the person.
You sound very auto-tuned right now.
Just really, auto-tuned?
Yeah, now you're good. Now you're good.
All right. No, I was saying if you don't personally know the person that's doing the work, I mean, it's you get blown off very quickly. Hmm. Especially in construction, you know, remodeling, shit like that.
How does anybody get it done then? I don't think everybody knows somebody. I don't think everybody knows somebody. I saw a guy.
Either you pay too much for something that's already made, or if you want to get something made, you better know people that are trustworthy.
The next thing you do is you're going to tell me the Merlin is real. Fuck! I know that I can figure out how to fucking build something. I don't want to. I want it done quick. I want to have a fucking bathroom quick. Right now, it's a shithole. Every guy that has looked at it has said, "So we're gonna fucking gut this thing, right?" The guy wants to gut it.
I told you that too.
You're being unreasonable, Steve.
Yeah, but I
don't get it.
Gut it.
What?
I told you, you have to gut it, so you don't have to pay these guys that.
Believe me.
Got a sledgehammer?
Yeah. Yeah. I have to, I guess I have to, Clayton is saying I have to work a little harder than calling. I don't know what to do. All I have is a phone number. What should I do? Get a fucking private investigator? Get his home address and just show up with pasta? I got a tray of lasagna. Do you want to fix my shitty bathroom that you do? The things that you do? Like that job that you do? That business card you gave me? I'm using it, but now I'm here. Like, what?
How many people have you gone to?
Two so far. And I have another one. I have another one in tow. I want to see if this guy gets me the drawing he said he was going to send me.
Have you got any, even like any estimates at all?
That's what I was trying to get. I'm not asking a guy to come over and fucking do it for me. I'm getting estimates from people.
But have you?
No, they said they're going to prepare the estimate and fucking give it to me, and they don't. That's my whole question, Steve. Why can't I get somebody to give me the fucking goddamn estimate?
People don't want to commit. I think that's what it is.
Well, then I guess we don't have an industry of contractors then.
No, this country is falling to shit.
Jesus Christ. Are you paying attention?
Yeah. Just saying. There's no way that you can get anything done if you can't even get someone to fucking rebuild a bathroom.
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying, Steve. I'm trying. I'm absolutely trying. And I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. It might end up with me just starting tomorrow. Just rip something down. Rip something down, throw it out.
You're not using it, are you?
We are, kind of. Like,
oh.
I'm shitting there. I'm pissing there. I'm brushing my teeth there. I'm using the ugly vanity, but because it has a sink in it. The shower, we're not using. We're not using that. Because that is fucked up upstairs.
Mm.
But I'm taking it as an opportunity to undo the shittiness of the entire bathroom. I want to fucking put money goddamn down on the table and fucking come away with a fucking bathroom that's done. That I don't have to fucking say one day. Yeah, these tiles are shitty and they were in the original Poltergeist movie. But one day we'll get updated fixtures. The fucking guy spoke pretty good English, but it was broken with Italian occasionally. He goes, I know what I could tell it's from the 80s. You know how I know? Because the gold on the fixtures. Gold fixtures is the 80s. First thing he says, do you have a sledgehammer? Walking about, do you have a sledgehammer?
I told you. Do the demo work yourself. Don't let them get the idea.
Yeah. Again, you're roboting it up a little bit. I don't know what that is. But, yeah, I know, Steve. I'm going to do it. I'm gonna. So your internet stuff that you gave me this week, we're gonna get to one thing. We're gonna do one thing here. This is a video with some upstanding citizens in Hotlanta. I don't know if I should.
Pete State.
Here it is.
Oh. Hey!
Hold on. So wait.
Hey!
So this is like outside of what, like a CVS, something like that. This is a.
It's gotta be like a strip mall.
Some kind of strip mall. There's a security guard who has a camera mounted on his chest.
Yeah.
And boy, is he getting the riot act read to him from a couple of ladies with their children.
Sassed.
I guess these ladies have been told that they shouldn't be inside. They shouldn't be here. So.
Don't you hear what I'm saying to your pussy? Don't motherfucking yell at some ass.
Don't yell at my motherfucking ass.
Wow. Fuck you,
back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
Back it up.
Back it up. Get off me.
Back it up. Back it up.
Fuck, nigga, don't play with me.
I ain't playing with you. Back it up.
Don't play with me.
Back it up.
Fuck, nigga.
Back it up.
Fuck you, time out, bitch, nigga.
You better back it up.
Yelling at my motherfucking baby, bitch. Yell again, baby.
She goes yelling at my motherfucking baby bitch and then puts her face right in the kid's face, who is standing up and walking, by the way, and says, yelling at my motherfucking baby. He yelled at you, motherfuckers.
You better back it up.
Don't yell at that I supply for. You'll do a motherfucking thing for
you. You better back it up.
She can yell.
You better back it up.
She can yell.
You better back it up.
She can yell. She can yell. What's up? What's up? What's up? Exactly. Pussy nigga.
Come on,
he's getting off. You get fucked.
He's getting off on
me. It's like you get fucked. It's like you get fucked. Nigga.
You better back it up.
Wait, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Steve?
I heard you gay.
Fuck you, somebody. You say dick every night, bitch.
You gay.
Fuck you,
That's one of the little children calling the security guard that kicked their mother out of a mall gay.
You gay.
You gay. So the video, Steve, is trashy mom gets tasered.
Well, I got you. I got you. I got you. Stay out. I'm the punk nigga. I'm the bitch nigga. Stay out. I got you. Stay out. Stay out. I ain't gonna call nobody. I'm gonna tell you to stay out. Just stay out.
I bet I want back to stay.
Okay. Try your luck, honey. Stay out. Stay out. Okay. Get out, dog. Leave.
You gay!
Get your kids. Get your children. Get your children. Get your children.
She comes back in.
Get your children.
Try them if you want.
You better get up.
Try them if you want.
Back. You better back it up. You better back it. Back it up. You better.
Punches him.
You better back.
Throwing hands. Punching, punching. 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 Hitting. Wailing on the guy. Tased. Bricked. She just got fucking absolutely dropped. We're watching a video, but this is Steve's internet stuff, and I have something to say about this. Why does this always happen? Why can't people just fucking leave well enough alone? The guy removed you from a mall. Do you need to egg your children on to call the guy gay? Do you need to work?
And there were at least six children, I think.
And do you need to work the situation into such a fucking froth that he has to use a taser on you and knock you out in front of your kids? Just ridiculous. And then her husband or whatever the fuck he is comes in.
I'll hit you. I'll hit you. I'll hit you. I'll hit you.
I'll see you at six.
I'll hit you.
See you at six, he says. I'll see you at six. I'll see you at six. Why? It's gonna. Your assault is gonna be fucking. Is gonna be legal after he gets out of work.
Yeah.
Or is it the fact that he won't have a taser on him? Ridiculous. I'll see you at six, dog. Doing your job, protecting yourself and shit like a bitch. It's awful. Thank you for passing that on to me. By the way, Steve's random internet bullshit. It's always random. It's always from Steve, and it's always bullshit. That was trashy mom gets tasered. Or tased on Live Leak. Thank you very much for passing that up, Steve.
Tasing videos are always good.
Yeah, I love it. I love seeing a good tasing, especially because it usually only happens when someone fucking doesn't do what they're told. They're asked to leave. They're asked to get out of the car. Get out of the car. Put your phone down. Don't come near me. Step back. Step back. And they fucking still do it, and they get tased. I mean, you can't tell me. They're just talking out of their fucking neck. Man, you can't tell me to do that, motherfucker. And they just get really stiff and fall right the fuck back. And that's it.
Yep.
Threat alleviated.
Flop over.
That's right. Well, why don't we wrap this shit up, Steve?
Word.
It's been a very good, good time. I've enjoyed myself immensely. And thank you for being a part of it. Everybody out there in podcast, radio, land, whatever it is, thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe. Download everything we've ever done. It's going to be a great year for Hear Us Talk. We're so excited to have Truth Time Theater aboard. Go and check them out. If you're not familiar, subscribe. They're going to be on iTunes soon. So your Apple TVs, your iPods, your every other fucking thing, subscribe on every device. And don't forget that Bug Zapper Radio is live tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. Bug
Correct.
Zapper Radio. HearUsTalk.com. I'm really, really fucking excited. There is green wood on the tree. Steve, we have a championship belt right on the front page of Heroes Talk. I'm going to be
beautiful.
I'm going to be improving the site so that the Amazon link is easier to get to for some of the people who've been telling me it's a little bit complicated to explain. But for those of you who decide to use it, heroestalk.com/Amazon. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
This one's for Truth Time Theater.
Yes.
Frank,
we all want you back.
We do. We want you back, Frank. I have a feeling Frank's got something in the works. We'll see. Thank you very much. DJNewStyleShow.com. Yeah.